With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President-elect Donald Trump is naming Chris Wright to serve as energy secretary in his new administration.
Wright is CEO of Liberty Energy based in Denver. He advocates oil and gas development, including fracking, to advance Mr. Trump's objective to achieve U.S. energy dominance in the global market. Wright is also recommending quick action to end a year-long pause by the Biden administration on natural gas exports, which was part of the Democrats' climate change agenda. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, China's leader Xi Jinping is held in final meeting with outgoing U.S. President Biden with a view to the return of President-elect Donald Trump. BBC correspondent Rowan Bridge reports.
President Xi said that the U.S.-China relationship was the most important bilateral relationship in the world and that a stable relationship was important for the whole world and that China is ready to work with the new administration to expand cooperation and manage differences. I think interesting there, again, another nod really to the fact that Joe Biden will leave the White House on January 20th and looking ahead to Donald Trump taking over. President Xi gave that speech earlier on where he warned about the dangers of protectionism. Again, seen potentially as a reference to Donald Trump and his stated policy of bringing in tariffs on Chinese goods.
McDonald's is investing $100 million to bring customers back to stores after an outbreak of E. coli food poisoning tied to onions on the fast food giant's Quarter Pounders hamburgers. The investments include $65 million that will go directly to the hardest hit franchises. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has said that slivered onions on the Quarter Pounders were likely the source of the outbreak. You'll find more news online, full stories, analysis, and headlines at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A new look at LGBT Americans. With more, SRN's Michael Harrington.
Given their prominence in entertainment and in the news media, a lot of people guess the U.S. population of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people is about one-third or possibly more. But the latest Gallup poll finds LGBT individuals make up just 7.6% of the total population. And most of those people are Generation Z, teens and young adults. Older people are much less likely to be gay, suggesting that many young people will actually shed that label as they age. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-family groups are hoping that President Trump will make good on his campaign promises to end President Biden's promotion of transgenderism. Opposition was emphasized in the closing days of Mr. Trump's campaign. One of his final ads stated that Kamala is for they/them. President Trump is for you. The Biden administration made transgenderism a priority from day one. This is SRN News. One of television's all-time greats is being honored by the U.S. Postal Service. Correspondent Shelley Adler has the story on a very special lady.
Many loved her as an actor, and now fans of Betty White will soon see her face on a forever stamp. One of the many great things about Betty White, who died a few weeks shy of her 100th birthday, her approach to aging in this 1995 AP interview.
I'm sad for the people that if they turn 30, I'm almost 40, and they waste a whole decade belaboring the fact that they're growing older instead of enjoying that decade.
And she would be thrilled to find out that she will be on a 2025 forever stamp, although the post office has not announced a release date yet. White, who's known for roles in The Golden Girls, The Mary Tyler Moore Show, and Boston Legal, died in December of 2021. I'm Shelley Adler.
More details and stories and headlines at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.